You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I understand. I'm not having that instant gratification of getting in touch with somebody.
Unlike other museums, the ship is interactive and elicits various emotions.
Some of them, it's very close to them. They find their role of honor, and then they really do just kind of tear up. Others, they just have excitement that, to be aboard something that means so much.
The Majestic Memorial rests as an attraction along North Carolina's Cape Fear River. I'm Russ Jones.
The Justice Department says poor training has left Philadelphia police officers with the mistaken belief that fearing for their lives alone is justification for using deadly force. A federal assessment team says that's inconsistent with police policy and with court rulings. The city's police commissioner requested an independent review after four straight days of police-involved shootings in May of 2013. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 37 degrees. And I'll do the weather once I get my glasses on. Today, sunny with a high of 37, so we're there right now. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 19. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 44. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low of 23. And Wednesday, they're saying a 30% chance of rain / snow with a high of 48, so don't believe it. And this is... I've been rushing around all day. I didn't even get out any music to play to start the show, but this is the Medical Center on the air. And one of my guests is here. I guess the other one's not coming.
Just me today.
Okay, just Christine Meany. I love that name. I'd like to have that. Actually, people call me that. Meany.
No, you're not mean, Richard.
Well, people do. Anyway, Christine Meany, why don't you tell everybody what you do at the Medical Center and... We'll start from there.
All right. Hi, my name is Christine. I am the program coordinator at the Center for Advanced Weight Loss. We are a comprehensive medical weight loss program located in the Clinton Health and Wellness Building, and we do everything from weight loss surgery to meal replacement to metabolic rate testing, weight loss medications. It's really a nice full complement of services if you're struggling with your weight.
And there's a lot of people out there that are.
There are. Yes, unfortunately, over a third of the American adult population is overweight now.
Gee, I would have thought it was more than that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was more than a third. But
No, it's a third. A third's a lot of people, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it seems like I see them all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know we've talked about this before.
We have.
And yes. I've talked about, I see people that, like in a diner. And it seems like everybody in the diner is overweight. I don't know. Right. And it's a couple of them that give you a lot of food.
Sure. We talk about that all the time. It's portion distortion. You know,
right.
It's everyone thinks that you have to have these big portions and you have to get the most for your money. But really, what you're served at restaurants is 2 to 3 times really what a normal portion size should be.
And I don't know if that comes from the fact I can remember being a kid and my mother throwing a lot of food on the plate and saying, and thinking about the depression.
Right.
And I don't know if all that falls back to that or what, but and then they're also saying there's starving kids in Europe. Of course, I had a friend who asked his mother, name one.
Yeah.
You know, and that didn't go over well. But yeah, you had to just eat like crazy.
Right. A lot of it is how we were brought up, you know.
Yeah.
And now in today's society, everything is very at your fingertips and fast food and rush and not a lot of people, you know, sit down to a family meal anymore. And so there's a lot of fast food and a lot of eating out that we see. And it's just not healthy food choices that people are making.
That's true. And then one of the things that impressed me about my son when he was in high school, he was doing health and they were talking about certain fast food places. I'm not going to mention them. And how much, well, first of all, the huge salt content and a lot of that is not good for you. But plus the fact of everything else. So him and three other friends used to stop and have sushi every day after school.
Excellent. That's great.
That's what they, and they just said, I don't think my son has eaten at a McDonald's. There, I said it. At a McDonald's in probably, well, he's 27 now. He probably hasn't eaten in a McDonald's since he was maybe 16.
Right, right.
He just will not.
It's a choice, you know, and unfortunately a lot of people aren't committed enough to make that choice.
Well, it's unfortunate today's society because, as you said before, we're all rush, and it's so easy to pull into that place and swing through and pick up some food and keep going.
Exactly. The convenience, that's what everyone wants. They want it. And the same thing with dieting and weight loss. Everybody wants to lose weight, but nobody wants to do the work and kind of be committed to making those changes that are lifelong.
And it seems to me that probably people say, I'm going on a diet and expect miracles within a week.
Right. Right. And, you know, that's something we also tell our clients is that this didn't happen overnight.
That's right.
To put the weight on. So taking it off is, it's a commitment and it takes time to do it right.
On one of the morning shows this morning, I saw a woman and a guy that both lost 230 some pounds. It took them almost 2 years.
Yeah.
But they decided to make a commitment.
And a lifestyle change. So
yes,
hopefully
exactly.
They did it the right way.
They were eating. They talked about the foods that they ate now and things like that. But they looked terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Almost you could not believe that was the same person.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were over 400 and some pounds. Now that's got to be hard to get around.
Sure.
It's got to be tough on your body, tough on your heart.
Yeah, it affects your health, and that's really what most of the clients we see. It's not about a number on a scale, Richard, or a size that they're in their clothes. Most of our clients are walking in because their weight is starting to affect their health.
Sure.
And they want to be healthy, and I think society as a whole has to start seeing obesity as an illness, and instead of treating the high blood pressure, instead of treating the diabetes, instead of treating the sleep apnea, if we treat the obesity, then mm-hmm. those conditions most likely will improve.
In both these people they mentioned, well, one was pre-diabetic and the other one, and both of them had high blood pressure. Both of them said no pre-diabetic anymore and the blood pressure was where it should be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's very important, and I had heart surgery. I've talked about heart on here. And that's something that you don't know, but you got to take care of. You got to watch that blood pressure.
Sure.
And you got to watch that cholesterol. And by putting on pounds, it doesn't help you. It's almost as bad as smoking.
You're right.
And, you know, my sister never listens to this show, so I can talk about her. She always, and I imagine, I have not seen her in years, but she's probably still going up and down, always fighting with weight. But she was the type of person that said, well, I never sit down to a meal. No, she never sat down to a meal. She ate all the time, you know. And when the meal came, well, I'm not really hungry.
Yeah.
And if she was out, she was stopping at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Or she was stopping here, stopping there, getting something and snacking all the time.
Right. Those behaviors are hard to correct because you don't ever consider yourself as eating. You know, because you're really not sitting down to a large meal,
right.
But you don't realize.
Well, she said, I never sit down. Yeah. When I sit down to have dinner, I'm not hungry.
Right.
Well, yeah. Of course you aren't because you've been eating all afternoon.
Right.
And the one woman that was on TV this morning said she'd had a weight problem since she was a kid. Mm-hmm. And she said it got to the point that she was being teased a lot. And she said, what did I do? I ate.
Right.
Make me feel better.
Yeah, there's a huge behavioral and psychological component to being overweight and all of the history and baggage, for a lack of a better word, that, you know, goes along with it. You're either eating because of, you know, people say you're angry, you're upset, you're happy. You know, we always associate food with so many of those emotions. You go celebrate something, what do? You go out to eat.
Well, see, I usually drink.
We won't talk about that today, Richard.
No. No, that was always the, oh boy, we got to go celebrate, you know. But not so much eating. But eating properly, and my problem was I was eating a lot of things that were not healthy for me. I was eating an awful lot of red meat and cheese and eggs and stuff like that that did not help my cholesterol.
Right.
So I watch that now.
Sure.
I watch what I do eat. Right. And in fact, I told somebody this the other day. It was on. My son had a steak a couple of weeks ago. My wife will make him a steak, and I said, "Let me get a little piece of that." And it just didn't taste as good as it used to.
Mm-hmm. Your tastes change.
Yeah, it just didn't. Yeah. It wasn't as good as I remembered. Or maybe it was never that good. But it was in my mind, it was terrific.
Right.
I don't know.
Or you just ate it and you weren't even, we talk about being very mindful of what we eat. You don't pay attention. It was time to eat and you were out with the buddies or whatever and you just ordered it up and you never really paid attention to the tastes. And
well, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be, but it just didn't, have the taste that I thought it should have.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And it's not.
It's not to say that steak is bad, though, either. I don't want people
to think that. No.
So any foods in moderation.
I don't want, but my problem is I have a tendency to have high cholesterol.
Right.
So I have to watch
I
eat because it runs in my family. All my cousins died of heart attacks in their
30s. Right. So you have to just make sure that the choices of beef or meat that you choose are very lean and you don't have them seven days a week.
Probably what saved me is I used to eat an awful lot of filet mignon.
Okay.
Because Newsweek was paying for it. I used to eat filet mignon a lot. Now, that's a nice cut of meat.
Right.
It's not as fatty. And
typically, they're smaller portions.
Yes.
You're not getting a 32-ounce porterhouse steak.
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
But and I can tell you, I can remember Newsweek had its 50th anniversary and we're at the Concord. And we got, I think, the dinner was prime rib, which is usually the stuff that you have at weddings and all that kind of stuff. And they came around and said, anybody want dessert? And I said, how about another prime rib? And the guy next to me, Pete, said, I'll have one too if they got it. And the girl said, I can find you one. So we both had another prime rib instead of dessert. I was never a dessert fan anyway.
Right.
But still, if you got a high cholesterol problem... That
right.
was not
one prime related. Rib was enough.
Yeah.
Two prime rib.
Yeah. We just we'll have another, you know. But
that stuff now in hindsight you can see.
Sure.
You know.
But you know at the time and that's the one thing we talk about a lot. And then we'll talk about I'm going to have to take a break in a minute for commercials then we'll talk about OptiFast. But at the time you don't feel it. You don't feel blood pressure. You don't feel cholesterol. You don't know.
Right.
And I thought I felt fine. I thought everything was fine. I kept saying, I should make jokes. I pay for this insurance all the time. I think it's time they buy me back something because I'm never using it.
Right.
And then, boy, I used it big time, you know. But those are things that sneak up on you and you don't know.
Sure.
And I imagine weight does the same thing. You start eating and maybe you notice, oh, I'm a little. And then it just keeps going and you don't pay that much attention as it happens. And then next thing you know, you bloat it out really big.
Right. Or those 5 or 10 pounds that always used to be in control are now turned into 20 pounds, and it's a little bit harder to lose than it was when you were younger.
And 20 pounds doesn't come off in a day.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay, I got to take a break for some commercials. We'll come back and talk about the OptiFast program, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed, they're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the backpats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only, to give. Come in to any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
And we're back. This is the Medical Center on the Air. My name is Richard G., and I'm here with Christine Meany. Do you have what is your position?
Well, I'm a registered nurse.
Okay.
But at the center, I'm the program coordinator.
You may have told that before, and I probably didn't pay any attention. Because I don't think people realize when you're doing radio, you're looking at other things, and you're messing around and doing. And sometimes when people start talking, you kind of miss what they said.
That's okay.
Well, you're involved with OptiFast. Why don't we talk about what that is?
Yep. So OptiFast is part of our medically supervised weight loss program. It is a meal replacement plan. So when clients come in and they're looking to lose weight and they don't want to do surgery, they want something a little bit more intensive than just meeting with a dietitian and some counseling, we offer the OptiFast program, which is multidisciplinary. So what that means is that you meet with our full medical team. Up at the center, we have an endocrinologist that will follow you. So you have a doctor that's going to take a look at your medications, meet with you twice a week to make sure that you're tolerating the program.
So could a guy like me who takes a lot of medications maybe take OptiFast?
You possibly could. Yeah, that's why you have to be seen by the doctor first. So before we decide what program's right for you, you have to have blood work done.
Okay.
You have to have an EKG. And then you would meet with Dr. Caldarella and go over, you know, what your medical history. So
the doctor was supposed to be here today and he didn't show up.
I'm going to put a little plug in for Dr. Caldarella. So he is part of Hunterdon Medical Center, mm-hmm. and Hunterdon Endocrinology has added another office. So he is opening, today is the grand opening of his new office in the Clinton campus.
Oh, really?
So it was just a little hard for him to get away today.
Well, I have a connection with him because my son teaches his daughters, I think it is, karate.
A son and a daughter in karate.
Is it a son and daughter? Okay.
Yes, I know that.
But yeah, so I have somewhat of a connection and I've seen him at the karate school before.
Yes.
So.
Yes, he's very involved in the community and excellent physician. So you would see Dr. Caldarella. See if you're a candidate for OptiFast.
Okay.
And then it's a very, it provides a lot of support. And that's what people need, Richard, when they're trying to lose weight. Doing it on your own. There's a lot of misinformation out there. People think they can just not eat and lose weight. And that's really not the way to do it.
No, because I'll tell you what, correct me if I'm wrong. If you start starving yourself, your body thinks you're starving and it produces fat anyway.
Well, it's gonna reserve. So instead
of
burning,
it's gonna hold on.
Exactly.
You said it better than me.
Yes. No, okay. So it really is a very it's a tight balance of where your body, you know, they need a certain amount of requirements, of calorie requirements, and you need to do it safely. And you need to do it in a controlled environment. And that's what we offer. So you come in on a weekly basis. OptiFast is actually a meal replacement. So you buy the products in the clinic. It's soups, shakes, and bars. So it's a true meal replacement.
I've tried the soup. You gave me a can of soup.
I think we gave you a drink, too, one time that Rosemary came.
I'm not sure that if I had the drink.
Did you try
I know I tried the bar, and I took a bite of it while we're on the air, and it's so chewy, I couldn't talk.
It took you about 5 minutes before you could talk again.
I couldn't talk.
So what it does is it kind of gives you a vacation from food. So many times our clients will come in, and when you're dieting or trying to eat healthy, what do you think about all the time? Think about food.
Sure.
So we want to try to take that away from you. You're going to eat the products when we tell you how to do it. And then during that time, because you're on a very restricted calorie diet, you're going to lose weight. And so you get motivated, and that's where a lot of people fall off the wagon, so to speak, is that they lose their motivation. When you have 50, 60, 70, 100 pounds to lose, it's hard to do it a pound at a time and do it the right way and stay motivated.
And feel like you're getting somewhere.
Exactly. And that's really where the program helps you, because you're coming together with people that are doing the same thing. They're on the same journey. They're struggling with the same issues that you are, and you form a camaraderie not only with the staff, but with the clients that are doing the program with you. So that's very helpful.
It's probably similar. I don't want to say Alcoholics Anonymous, but one of those groups where everybody is cheering for everybody else.
Sure, sure. And if you have trouble with your weight, and if you've struggled with your weight, sometimes, you know, there are some very addictive properties to having food.
Sure.
And you have to really look at that. And that's part of what we do in the program, too, is there's education involved that helps you identify, well, what is my relationship with food? What triggers do I have? Am I a volume eater? Do I sit and eat a lot at any one time? Or do I snack all day long? All of those things are really important to kind of come in tune with, so you can deal with it long term and be successful in your weight management part. Because believe it or not, losing the weight is the easy part, but keeping it off is the hard part.
And I'll tell you, I've lost... Well, since I've been doing the treadmill, I've probably lost about 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to a point where I don't know if anything else is going to happen. Because I watch what I eat a lot, but if I'm not here, and say I'm doing my artwork and I'm home all day, I'll have maybe 6 little things to eat during the day. Mm-hmm. I like to eat salad.
That's great.
I also like, and this is really, my wife thinks it's terrible, but I like V8. And I usually get the low-sodium tangy V8, because then you can't tell it's low sodium. And I'll put celery sticks in it and eat celery and drink the V8.
Okay. That's not bad.
As if it's a Virgin Mary. So I can pretend I'm in a bar and I'm still...
And you're getting all your vitamins. There's a lot of vegetables. You know, it's a vegetable juice, so you're getting a lot of vitamins.
I enjoy V8 a lot. So and I'm not trying to endorse it, though. If the V8, the manufacturers want to send me anything, they can. No, but it's, you know, it's something I really enjoy.
Sure.
I guess that's not snacking, but I'll have a little meal, a little something here, a little something there, usually a salad, maybe a little piece of chicken at a certain point during the day. Right. And I notice by the time mealtime comes and in the evening, I have a portion of this, a portion of that, and that's about it.
Right. And it's too, when you said it's not snacking, so there's nothing wrong with doing like six smaller meals a day. So typically we'll talk about breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then two small snacks or meals.
Okay.
And that's fine. You don't want to go long periods of time throughout the day and let yourself become so hungry that when you sit down to a sensible meal, then it's you don't feel satisfied.
Sure.
So as long as you're, and I use this term again, mindful, you're making a very conscious decision of what you're going to have and make a good healthy choice for either that snack or small meal. So what you're doing is very sensible.
Sometimes if I'm here and I'm stuck here for long periods of time, which I'm not usually because I'm running in doing a show, and then I live fairly close by, so I'll be back home working on my artwork. But if I'm going to be here, I'll cut up celery, mushrooms, those kind of things, and snack on that.
Mm-hmm.
And just with nothing on them, just snack on them. No, any kind of blue cheese or anything like that.
Yeah, and being prepared is really a big key. So you talk about, you know, how you're planning and preparing, and that's another thing we try to teach people is that, you know, it's very easy, like you said, to just pull into that fast food restaurant or to stop and grab something real quick. But
sometimes those cars just turn in automatically.
They do. We hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes a lot of time to plan and really choose healthy foods and to measure out your portions, and that's what you're going to need to do for the rest of your life, because if you think OptiFast or any other diet that's out there, if you think of it as just a diet, you will lose weight initially, but you won't be as successful as keeping it off. Is that once you reach your goal of 20 pounds or 100 pounds, whatever your goal may be, if you think you're going to be able to go back to those unhealthier ways of eating, then the weight will come back.
Sure.
You have to be committed to really taking a good, hard look at what you're doing, what got you to this point, what behaviors, and really saying, okay, this is it. I need to make a change for my health, and I'm going to change the way I eat and incorporate exercise and really make a change.
When my cardiologist, right after my first heart operation 16 years ago, said to me, no more four-legged animals. And I said, oh, man, I love steak. He said, I'll tell you what, if it's really going to bother you, have one steak a week, but don't do any more than that. Well, I'm such a stubborn person. I said, no, I'm not going to have any. And that's what I did.
Right.
But basically, I was doing it not so much to lose weight as to get rid of the cholesterol and the high blood pressure.
Sure.
But if you're overweight, you're going to have that high blood pressure, and you maybe have that cholesterol too, because losing weight can bring your cholesterol down.
Sure, sure.
And it's very important to keep. And unfortunately, it's a shame because I think people love to eat. I think we're a society of people. If I went to my mother-in-law's house, she's Italian, you never left the table.
Right.
Like for Christmas or something, or Thanksgiving. Huh, man, first the pasta came out, then this came. Well, wait, we still got the turkey, you know.
Yep.
And you were there all day just eating like crazy.
Right. So we get clients come in, and OptiFast, it's a strict program. So if you go on full program, it's five products a day, a combination, like I said, of those soup, shakes, and bars. But there's no food in the beginning. You know, it's just the meal replacement.
You're just eating the OptiFast.
You're just doing that. It's all fortified. You have all of your vitamins and minerals in there. But like I said, it's to give you that vacation from food. And many times we hear from clients come in and really, oh, I can't start this week because it's Easter. Or I can't start next week because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
And we try to explain, well, you know what? Those holidays are going to come back every year.
That's right.
So we need to come up with another plan to help you be successful to get through those holidays. So it's, you know, you really have to change and change your priorities. And that's hard. And like you said, every, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and birthdays and anniversaries and weddings, we all associate food in around those events.
We do.
And you can be social and you can enjoy your food. Just learning to make healthier food choices and cutting down on those portions.
With that, I got to go to the news. We'll come back and we'll talk a little more about OptiFast. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is running for president. He made the announcement this morning at Liberty University. During his speech, he talked about wanting to restore the American dream.
The incredible opportunity of the American dream. What has enabled millions of people from all over the world to come to America with nothing and to achieve anything.
AP correspondent Philip Elliott says Cruz is trying to get a jump on the other Republican candidates.
He's not only a Tea Party favorite, but he's also a potential favorite of Christian conservatives. In that mode, he's trying to block out Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas and Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania.
Cruz has been known to challenge the Republican establishment, and he is a well-known opponent to Obamacare and Common Core. House Democrats have unveiled a $3.7 trillion budget plan for next year. It mirrors President Obama's call for $1.8 trillion in tax increases on the wealthy. This is USA Radio News.
We're talking to Floyd Wilson, who after years of struggling with being overweight, has had his jaws wired shut to force him to eat less. Floyd, how is it going? It looks like that's uncomfortable. Certainly I can see how that could help you lose weight, Floyd, but isn't it a bit extreme? You could have just ordered the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ilikehowilook.com website, and all you would have had to do to lose weight is take a small capsule at 10 a.m., one at 2 p.m. They will curb your appetite and help you burn more calories. Then anytime you felt a need for a snack, just eat one of their great-tasting collagen protein candy chews. You can learn all about it on ilikehowilook.com. They'll even send you free samples. Floyd, what are you doing with those wire cutters? Shouldn't you let a doctor do that? Go to ilikehowilook.com and check out the world's easiest weight loss system. Ask for free samples. That's ilikehowilook.com.
Fighting continues in Yemen, and it is feared the country is on the brink of civil war. But it would not be a war of two sides because there are too many terror groups within the country that hate each other and are taking advantage of the chaos. Texas Representative Michael McCaul told ABC's This Week the U.S. withdrawal from the embassy in Yemen leaves the U.S. without a way to keep an eye on the situation.
Good intelligence stops plots against the homeland. Without that intelligence, we cannot effectively stop it. That's what I'm most concerned about.
Many are fearful the fighting could spread over to neighboring countries.
We pulled out of Libya. Now look what's happened. A safe haven, a vacuum, ISIS training militants to hit in Tunisia. And now we got Yemen. All of northern Africa seems to be falling to this power vacuum that is being filled by the terrorists.
Tunisia's prime minister has fired five security officials after three gunmen attacked a museum, killing 21 last week. ISIS has claimed responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
An Iraqi nuclear negotiator is urging other negotiators, including the U.S. and France, to find what he called a common position among themselves. Correspondent Kyle McKinnon reports the comments came as a deadline for a deal looms.
Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is a senior member of Iran's nuclear negotiating team and says Iran sees a lack of coordination among the six-nation group across the table. Araghchi told Iranian State TV that what's needed more than anything else is for his counterparts to present a common viewpoint. His comments came as Israel sent envoys to France to prevent what Israel considers a bad deal. France has been more hawkish than the U.S., reportedly demanding more restrictions than other Western delegations. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Hundreds of Afghans protested in Kabul today to demand justice for a woman who was killed by a mob outside one of the capital's most famous mosques. A 27-year-old religious scholar was beaten, pushed from a roof, run over by a car, set on fire before her body was thrown in the Kabul River. She was buried among a huge public outcry. Protesters are demanding the government prosecute all those responsible. Police say they have arrested 13 people in relation to the incident and suspended 13 policemen amid allegations they stood by and did nothing to stop the attack. In a ceremony at the Pentagon, Afghanistan's president thanked U.S. troops and taxpayers for their sacrifices during the war. He offered assurances his country would not be a burden on the international community as it continues its struggle against the Taliban. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature is now 38 degrees here in beautiful downtown Flemington. If I find my glasses, I can tell you what the forecast is.
We want it warm, Richard.
You want it? Well, it's now I'll tell you this. Listen to this. Increasing clouds tonight with a low of 18. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 40. So it's 38 now. It's very nice outside right now. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low of 23. Now they're saying on Wednesday is a 30% chance of rain / snow with a high of 48. Now I heard this morning a high of 60 on Wednesday, so I don't know.
Unfortunately, I did hear a storm coming in from the west. So,
well, it's a 30% chance.
All right. Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed.
And you know what? I usually don't read that far ahead because this changes all the time. Anyway, this is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the air, and I'm here with my friend Christine Meany, who is very much involved in OptiFast and making sure people stay thin.
Well, at least get healthy. How about that?
I think that's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
I think staying healthy is the whole idea.
Getting healthy and
now,
staying healthy.
Does insurance cover OptiFast?
Well, insurance for the most part does not.
Okay.
It is an investment. It's an investment in your health. It does cover some of the testing involved. So we spoke a little bit about having blood work done periodically, cardiac testing, and the visits with the physician can go through your medical insurance.
Okay.
But there is an out-of-pocket cost.
But the out-of-pocket is for buying the
Products.
Products that
correct.
You need.
And there is a small clinic fee to cover, you know, your printed materials and the supplies that you get when you come into class.
Now I'm going to be the bad guy and say insurance should cover it.
I absolutely agree with you 100%.
Because if you're keeping people healthy, you're keeping people from having to leave work early or be off sick and all that kind of thing,
right.
And or pass away.
Right. We're moving to that direction. There are more and more companies, so there's a lot of large employers out there that partially fund or self-fund the insurance plans that they offer to their employees. And I think those companies, because it's their investment, they see the benefit of keeping their workforce healthy. So there are more preventative plans that we're seeing come across. But for the most part, the larger insurance payers just don't. We're not that progressive yet, unfortunately, that we're seeing the benefit in preventative health. And if we treat the underlying condition, just like you said, Richard, it's going to keep you healthier in the long run and then decrease all of those costs. Then you're not paying for all of the medications and all
That's
of
right.
the heart surgeries and insulins and everything that clients are on because of their weight.
Yep. I know. Yeah. And I think, it's one of the things I know that the medical center does, always trying to keep things before they happen.
Sure. A lot of screening.
A lot of prevention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the way it should be. I can tell you the truth. If I'd have realized what I was doing to myself, I would have probably changed.
Right. But because, we realized too late.
Yeah. Well, yeah. going through heart surgery is not the most pleasant thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you could avoid doing that, and I'll tell you what. Even though I get along very well with nurses and stuff, I don't like staying in the hospital.
No, nobody does.
Yeah.
And, you know, even I'm going to... So surgery, and this is where it gets a little frustrating too, is that weight loss surgery, that is covered by insurance.
That is, and that's true.
Yeah, and so the insurance companies see the benefit of that. So they see the benefit of weight loss. They're just not seeing that medically supervised is reimbursable, which, like you said, doesn't make sense. But if you are considering losing weight and... possibly surgery is an option, then please call us and talk to us because that is covered by your insurance.
How do I say this? How large does a person have to be able to be on the Optifast or maybe go off for one of the other operations?
Sure, that's a great question. Industry standard, so insurance is a big driver of this, uses a measurement that's called a BMI or a body mass index.
Okay.
And that is a simple calculation of height and weight, and it comes up with a number. It's really just a way, Richard, to put everyone on the same range so we can use a standardization. So for OptiFast, you need to have a BMI of 30 or higher, which is about 40 to 50 pounds overweight.
Okay.
Or a BMI of 27 or higher if you're currently being treated for one of those weight-related conditions that we spoke about, high blood pressure, reflux disease, sleep apnea, diabetes, there's a few, high cholesterol. So if your BMI is there, as far as surgery, your BMI has to be 35 or higher to qualify for surgery.
Okay, so you got... I don't want to say got to be fatter, but you got to be larger.
You do have to be larger to qualify for surgery. You have to be heavier to qualify for surgery.
And when we're talking surgery, we're talking the stuff where they go in and remove the stomach or make a smaller stomach
right.
and things
we're
like that.
Right, we're not talking about plastic surgery. We're not talking about cosmetic surgery. This
we're
is
talking
bariatric
about
surgery.
Bariatrics. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name.
Yep. We do three procedures at Hunterdon. We do the lap band, we do the vertical sleeve gastrectomy, and we do the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. All for clients that need to lose a minimum of 80 to 100 pounds is really the
And I think the other thing we probably should say is once you have that, you still don't lose a lot of weight. I mean, you still have to lose weight, correct?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that once you have that operation, you might still have to try to lose more weight.
Well, that I know what you're saying now. So the surgery is not a guarantee
right.
that the weight is going to come off. You still have to make a commitment to change your lifestyle.
And you can't just...
You can't sit around and have ice cream and cookies and chips and
right.
pretzels.
And I guess that's what I was trying to say. But you know, it becomes a lifestyle, a way of life for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. What the surgery provides clients is another tool. So if you've dieted before and you've done well, but then we talk about, you know, it's hard to stay focused. It's hard to stay true to your diet. So what the surgeries do, it gives you another tool to be successful long term
sure.
by reducing the size of your stomach or by changing the way your body digests and processes the food. It helps you have a little bit more structure, I guess, to your lifestyle. Yep.
Okay. I got to take a break for some commercials.
Sure.
We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Glenda Webb, a professionally trained voiceover artist. With my warm, soothing, authoritative vocal style, I will capture the attention of and captivate your potential clients while clearly articulating your message. So whether you simply want a more professional sound to your voicemail, commercials to sell your products, medical or technical productions for presentation or training purposes, or anything in between, remember, Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard. You may contact me at 908-899-1157 or at gcwvoices@gmail.com. Glenda Webb, voiceover artist, is the voice to get you heard.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business,
one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is 100in Medical Center on the air, and I'm speaking with Christine Meany, who's with OptiFast at the Medical Center. We're talking about losing weight. Now, we got some people who may be listening out there, and they're going, well, how can I get involved? How can they do that?
It's so simple, Richard. All they need to do is just give us a call. We have staff that are available Monday through Friday to just give you information, answer your questions. Our phone number, so we are a part of 100in Medical Center, but we're located in Clinton. So we are in the beautiful Clinton Health and Wellness Building, which is right off of Route 31. And our phone number there is 908-735-3912. And really just pick up the phone and say, I heard you on the radio, or I know somebody that's done the program, or you know what, I just saw my doctor today and he tells me I need to lose some weight and I need some help. And we'll do whatever. And if it's something we can't offer you at the center, but something that the 100in healthcare system has, maybe it's, you know, joining the wellness center downstairs or meeting with a dietitian if you're newly diagnosed with diabetes, we'll be able to help you get connected with who you need to speak with.
And, you know, the big thing about it is that you become friends with these people.
Absolutely. We help them make a change for the rest of their life.
And you're not there to make fun of them or anything else. You're there to help them out. And as you said earlier, that's what people need. Mm-hmm. They need that. They need someone, I don't want to say hold their hand, but someone that will just say, good for you.
Right.
You lost 2 pounds, good for you.
Yep. You need encouragement. You need, like we said, camaraderie, structure, support. It's a very safe environment. We hear that all the time from the clients. You know, they're just like, no matter, there's some days that I don't want to get on the scale, but I know when I come there to the clinic, whether I gain a pound or lose a pound, there's no judgment. You
sure.
know, and we're there to figure out, well, what went wrong this week or what went well, and let's build upon that, and let's learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, because we're all human.
Absolutely.
We're all human.
And if it was easy, everybody would be thin.
That's right. And it probably doesn't help that that's the image that's projected on television and in the movies and stuff,
right.
That thin image.
Right.
Not as many people are that thin.
Yeah, and thin is not, it's not even thin. Like we had said before, it's not that number on the scale. It's all about your health.
That's right.
So if you come in because your blood pressure is going up and now you're on two medications instead of one medication, your goal may be, like it was for you, Richard, get off the medication and just get healthy and make my heart stronger. Then we'll help you do that.
My whole goal is to drop that cholesterol, keep that blood pressure down, mm-hmm. and I get on my treadmill every morning for 30 minutes, but I don't walk fast. I just walk.
Yep.
And
just
I watch
any
the
kind
news.
Of activity.
And I watch the news. And there's some days that maybe I'm out splitting wood, so I'm not on the treadmill because mm-hmm. I'm doing something else.
Right.
But I did the treadmill this morning. I don't feel good unless I do the treadmill.
Mm-hmm. And that's good because that's part of your routine now.
Yeah.
And well, that's what people need to do.
First thing I do when I get out of bed. Yep. And I'm going to tell you, not because I got the treadmill only because I used to walk. I had a 4-mile track that but the weather's bad. If it's snowing, you can't walk. And then I hated going to the gym and waiting for a treadmill. Mm-hmm. So I just decided one day, to hell with this, I'm buying my
own. Getting your own. Good.
And then I just get up and get on it. Now my son gets on it and runs. Mm-hmm. but he's a very healthy kid and runs all the time and does his karate and all that. But he'll get on and run and make me look bad, because he's running at top speed on this thing.
Yeah.
But
you got to do what's comfortable for you.
Well, I just get on and walk, and I walk for 30 minutes. There's been times I've been on there because something was on TV and I'm not paying attention, and I've been there an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I'm not sitting on the couch.
Right.
And just,
eating,
and
right?
Eating, yeah. I'm not sitting on the couch and eating. Now, I'll also say that one of my favorite snacks at night is popcorn. And I don't put butter on it and I don't put salt on it, but I do put, the cheese that you sprinkle over pasta.
Oh, Parmesan.
Parmesan, yeah, thank you. I sprinkle some Parmesan in and shake the bag up, and I'll eat it that way. But that's one of my favorite snacks in the evening,
as popcorn. Long as in moderation, Richard.
Yeah, well, I just, not every
little snack bags.
Yeah, and not every evening do I have it.
Right.
It just depends on how I'm feeling at the time, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think what you just said there, everything in moderation, and that's what we've gotten out of doing.
Right.
I can blame my parents because they're passed away, but I think there was a generation there that went without for, and then when they had their kids, they didn't want to see their kids without.
Right.
And I'm not sure that that was a bad thing, but it didn't help. But that a constant thing of eat your food, eat this, eat sure. this, you got to eat this.
Be part of that. We hear the clean the plate club all the time.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't leave the table till you clean your plate.
And I'm going to tell you, and I didn't say it in this one, but there's I and my wife like to go out to eat. Every time we get food, I see both of us dividing up the plate mm-hmm. with what we're going to take home.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the tools and things we try to teach our clients is if you go out to eat, once you get to that point on the OptiFast program or after surgery, whatever your journey is that when you order your meal, before you even start, pack it in half and ask for that to-go container up front. Mm-hmm. Don't wait until you're tempted to keep eating and finish the meal. Just split it now before you start. And then have that set aside for you.
There's one diner in town that does a senior citizens menu, which kind of I almost sometimes hate to order from, but it'll be soup, salad, and then food, and then dessert. Mm-hmm. I'll eat the soup and salad and take the regular food home.
And you're
with me.
Too full for the whole meal, right?
I eat the soup and salad. That's fine. And they'll say, "Well, what do you want for dessert?" I'll have Jell-O because that mm-hmm. doesn't, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'll take the regular meal and I'll figure I'll have some of it the next day.
Sure. Sure.
But I think once you get used to doing that, maybe the first time you do it, you might go, "I'm still hungry." Well, right. Kind of just ease into it.
Right. And really taking our time and eating. So
sure.
Nobody, you know, we're all, like we talked about before, everyone's in a rush. So really sitting down, enjoying your meal, tasting what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And if you slow down and give your body time to get full and to acknowledge and to, you know, to start digesting the food, you really will be full. And so kind of differentiating and learning the difference between physical hunger and either psychological hunger or emotional hunger, that's hard for a lot of people. They, you know, having that physical sense of hunger, some people never really even have because they're just eating all day long.
Sure.
You know, so that those are some new senses to really discover.
And I can tell you, I was drafted into the Army. I was 19 years old, and I was 125 pounds. And in 8 weeks, basic training, I came out at 165. Part of that was the fact that I was starving to death the whole time. Mm-hmm. And when we sat down to eat, I ate so fast and just kept pouring it in.
Ate so much.
And the great thing about, the one thing great about the Army, especially breakfast, you could have anything you want and as much as you want. Mm-hmm. So you could keep going back up. I'll take this, but you could go down, get your eggs cooked that way, get your grits, get your, you know, just, it just you right. just eat like crazy.
Right. But you also think of the physical demands that were put on your body at that time, too, that, and you that needed
was, that. That was part of it. That's why I gained the weight, because guys that went in, they were overweight, lost weight.
Sure.
And I gained, I came home 165 after 8 weeks, and it was like, whoa, my blue jeans didn't fit anymore. I had to buy new jeans. But, yeah, I think it's that whole, we were doing an awful lot of running around and doing other things that, that made us as hungry as we were, I think. Or at least I was. I was starving every day. Well, we're almost out of time. Give your number again.
Sure. So we're at the Center for Advanced Weight Loss in Clinton at the Clinton Health and Wellness Building. And our phone number is 908-735-3912. You could also go to our website. You can go to 100inhealthcare.org. Or the center has their own website, centerforadvancedweightloss.com. Browse through our pages, see what we have to offer. We have some patient testimonials up there. And just, you know, if you have questions or think this might be the right fit for you, please give us a call.
Yeah, and there are no dumb questions.
Absolutely not.
If you've got a question, maybe you're not on the right track, and maybe they can fix it for you. But just give a call.
And if we don't know the answer, we'll do our darndest to find it for you.
Yeah, these are the people to talk to. If you're sitting out there worrying about your weight, stop worrying and get something done.
Excellent advice, Richard.
That you know. That's stop worrying about anything and get it done. That's my thoughts. Anyway, we're almost out of time. I want to thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me again.
And tell Dr.
Calderella.
That I'm upset he didn't come in.
I will tell. I'll make sure he comes next time.
Okay. Because I like him and I like his kids. Okay, that does it for me. Georgine Trinkle will be here with Hot and Hunted and right after the news and these messages.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is running for president. He made the announcement this morning at Liberty University. During his speech, he talked about wanting to restore the American dream.
The incredible opportunity of the American dream. What has enabled millions of people from all over the world to come to America with nothing and to achieve anything.
AP correspondent Philip Elliott says Cruz is trying to get a jump on the other Republican candidates.
He's not only a Tea Party favorite, but he's also a potential favorite of Christian conservatives. In that mode, he's trying to block out Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas and Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania.
Cruz has been known to challenge the Republican establishment, and he is a well-known opponent to Obamacare and Common Core. House Democrats have unveiled a $3.7 trillion budget plan for next year. It mirrors President Obama's call for $1.8 trillion in tax increases on the wealthy. This is USA Radio News.
We're talking to Floyd Wilson, who after years of struggling with being overweight, has had his jaws wired shut to force him to eat less. Floyd, how is it going? It looks like that's uncomfortable. Certainly I can see how that could help you lose weight, Floyd, but isn't it a bit extreme? You could have just ordered the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ilikehowilook.com website, and all you would have had to do to lose weight is take a small capsule at 10 a.m., one at 2 p.m. They will curb your appetite and help you burn more calories. Then any time you felt a need for a snack, just eat one of their great-tasting collagen protein candy chews. You can learn all about it on ilikehowilook.com. They'll even send you free samples. Floyd, what are you doing with those wire cutters? Shouldn't you let a doctor do that? Go to ilikehowilook.com and check out the world's easiest weight loss system. Ask for free samples. That's ilikehowilook.com.
Fighting continues in Yemen, and it is feared the country is on the brink of civil war, but it would not be a war of two sides because there are too many terror groups within the country that hate each other and are taking advantage of the chaos. Texas Representative Michael McCaul told ABC's This Week the U.S. withdrawal from the embassy in Yemen leaves the U.S. without a way to keep an eye on the situation.
Good intelligence stops plots against the homeland. Without that,